Well, we are coming into the last minutes of the Tony special. Remember, everybody, that the Tony Awards are happening about an hour from now at Radio City Music Hall, and they're going to be on CBS TV, so everybody get your VCRs or your DVD recording devices ready and your eyeballs ready to watch. But before we leave WGBB to head back home and catch the show, we have one more very, very special guest, someone last but not least, who is joining us as part of the special on the telephone. He is the current president of the Outer Critics Circle, and he's also a theater critic for US 1 Newspapers. His name is Simon Saltzman, and Simon, are you with us?
I sure am.
Hey, Simon, thanks for being on hold there. I got rolling with Peter Felicia for a bit, so once we get to talking...
You know, these days you can be on hold forever, and it doesn't cost you a dime more.
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that great?
And you can call, and you're calling from Jersey, but you could have been calling from, like, California. Same thing, you know?
Absolutely.
So how are you, Simon?
I'm great. And I know we've only got a few minutes, so I want to, you know, get the ball rolling here.
Go for it. Yeah.
You know, the question for me, as always, is not which play or musical will win, but which one should win. And as you know, David, there's a block of producers, theater owners, and managers outside the metropolitan area who will benefit from voting for a play or musical that will draw the biggest audiences once it goes on the road. You know, it's also rare for an excellent play to win if it didn't enjoy a long run or open during the end of the season rather than at the beginning. So with that said...
Mm-hmm. Well, no, these are all... That's all part of the game. I mean,
it's all part of
everybody,
the game.
If you open a show in September, October, November...
You're forgotten.
Musicals
don't get forgotten, but plays often do. Yeah.
But, I mean, it isn't like, you know, people don't know that going in, that producers don't realize... but then again, thank God they don't realize that, or else there'd be nothing going on Broadway for 8 months,
That's true. Everything
would open in March, April, and May. So, you know.
Anyway, here we go. The best play nominees are God of Carnage, Reason to be Pretty, Dividing the Estate, and 33 Variations. Anyway, Yasmina Race's wildly successful farce, God of Carnage, is a shoo-in to win, buoyed as it is by terrific performances by James Gandolfini, Marcia Gay Harden, Jeff Daniels, and Hope Davis. No one denies it's a clever, funny play about two sets of parents who get carried away defending the actions of their sons who had a fight in a schoolyard.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it doesn't come close to matching Neil LaBute's Reasons to be Pretty.
I'm so glad you're saying that.
A very hip and insightful play about a relationship that goes sour because of an insensitive remark. And also about how men and women also don't know what it means to be mature and committed. It's still running, so I hope your
certainly
audience
I
will
don't.
Go see it.
but yeah, God of Carnage is probably going to win. Yeah.
33 Variations is an ingeniously written play by Moises Kaufman about a contemporary musicologist played, as you know, by the wonderful and a wonderful Jane Fonda and her investigation into a piece of music composed by Beethoven, who also has, you know, makes a couple of appearances. But it doesn't stand a chance. The play that most deserves to win is Dividing the Estate by the adored and late Horton Foote.
Whoa, okay.
He died this year at the age of 93. It's funny, serious, charming, and heartbreaking. You know, it's about members of a Texas family who have to decide what to do with a family estate in the face of depleting fortunes and income during a recession in the 1980s. How relevant is it now? It deserved a longer run than it got early in the season. And by the way, Horton and Foote and I share a birthday, March the 14th.
Oh!
And a quick funny story about him.
Sure.
I used to meet him. You know, he used to love to attend many performances of his plays, and I would always go up and say hi to him. And after the first couple of times, and I would say, Horton, you know, we share a birthday, March the 14th. The last time I saw him was that Dividing the Estate, and I went up and I was going to walk up and say hi, and he just looked at me and says, yes, I know, we share the same birthday.
Very cool.
I have a fond memory of that. You know, anyway.
I'm sure he did it with a twinkle, not in a nasty sort of way.
Oh, no, he was a charming, delightful guy, yes. And, you know, the nominees for Best Musical are Billy Elliot, The Musical, Next to Normal, Rock of Ages, and Shrek. Not Drek, Shrek.
No, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit of Drek in it, and some of it's
bit,
good
but,
too. But
it's no contest, I don't think, for Billy Elliot, the musical, the dynamite musical version of the movie about a young boy who lives in a coal mining town in the north of England, has a passion for dance, The show has everything: drama, comedy, incredible dancing, and a fine score. I think an underappreciated score by Elton John. I think it's the finest musical of this, maybe this past decade.
Oh, wow. I think it's one of the more exciting.
I went to see it. I think I grew loving it even more and more because I went three times to see those three guys, the three young men who are sensational. They forced me to go. Can you believe it? They forced me.
Oh, because that's right. You're president of the Albuquerque Cricket.
Right, I had to see all three. In order to be nominated, he had to see all three.
Now, let me ask you something, though, about a totally different category. But those three kids who are actors, dancers in Billy Elliot.
Yeah.
Okay. They've made that all one nomination in the Best Actor in a Musical category.
And deservedly and rightly so.
Can you not kick out? Now, really, is that
absolutely
right?
Each one brought us very, very unique. And these three young men are so special in their own way. I could not say which one was best. Each one brought something very unique.
So shouldn't they each be individually nominated like everybody else in all the other categories?
Well...
Why not nominate everybody in God of Carnage? Because it's a wonderful ensemble.
Well, I think there should be more ensemble awards. I think I'm all for that. And I think, the three boys a special achievement award, which I think that should have been done. The fact that they're nominated, as you said, makes it a little bit unfair. They could cancel each other out too. You know, it's possible.
Is there any nomination or? Well, non-nomination, I should say. Anything you think that the Tonys really, really missed out on? Any category, could be an actor, could be a show itself, that the Tonys overlooked that really should have been up here?
Oh, gosh, you know, I don't think so. I think, I think they're even pressing to find shows to fill categories.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And, sorry.
But let me go on, you know, but you have to give it to Next to Normal when it comes to being the boldest, most original, and most dynamic musical of the year. It isn't every day that the center of a musical is a woman, a mother who suffers from bipolar disorder, and the family around her learns how to cope with it. It has a sensational score by, Tom Kitt. And, you know, Alice Ripley she's going to win the Best Actress.
I think
no
so,
question
yeah.
about it.
She's tremendous. Right.
If you take away Billy Elliot, Next to Normal would be the next, it would be the easy winner, I think.
Shrek has its fans, but I don't think anybody feels really strongly about Shrek.
Well, I love Shrek. It's wonderfully funny, and it's a great family show with lots of handsome sets, colorful costumes, a good score, and especially that great big green ogre, played sensationally by Brian D'Arcy James. I enjoyed every minute of it, but others I suspect didn't. Okay. Now, I know I'm in the minority, but Rock of Ages sent me home with a headache. It seems everyone in the audience but me knew every 1970 rock song played at full volume. Everyone was drinking during the show and waving lights in the air while I was searching for the Tylenol. It was, for me, it was painful to endure. If it wins, I'm retiring.
No, it's not going to win. Yeah, I think we have another year or two or five or ten with you giving your reviews and doing them for the Newark Star Ledger and also how long are you going to be heading the Outer Critic Circle? Do you think
hanging around there?
No, heading it, running it. You're the president, dude.
Yeah, it's one and the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, until they throw me out. You know, I got elected president because I think I left to go to the men's room and I came back and they said, hey, we all decided you're president.
Do you love the job? Do you love doing it?
I love it. It's a lot of work, and especially the all the plans for the party, the preparations. You know, I love the seating arrangements, like putting stars around and certain tables, and I love meeting everybody. And it's a lot of fun. It is hard work, but nobody else wants to do it.
Kind of sounds like what I do here at WGBB, ladies and gentlemen. Well,
I keep telling myself it's what I want to do for the rest of my life. Be
well,
a critic.
I hope you keep on doing... Well, that's the one nice thing about it.
I was
job,
born to kvetch.
No, there's a title of a musical right there.
Born to kvetch.
No, they'll probably stuff some Bruce Springsteen songs in it and call it a musical. Anyway, Simon Saltzman, a pleasure, as always, talking
Thank
to you. And having... I think it's your third year where you've taken part on some level in the Tony Awards specials, so it's an honor and a pleasure.
So.
Enjoy the Tony Awards, and thanks so much for being part of it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Have a great night. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a delightful time, I hope, for you, as well as it certainly has been for me. Let me get that cool Billy Elliot outro music playing. Is it playing? Oh, yeah. See, it starts with tapping. There you go. Ooh. A little tap music as we go out of the Tony Award special. I want to thank a few people who really helped make this happen. First of all, Bob Cudmore of WVTL in Westchester, this radio station up there, and I'm going to be on his show tomorrow morning at 10 to 9. That's Eastern Time. You know, Rochester's still somewhere in the New York-y area. And I'll be talking about wrapping up the Tony Awards with Bob Cudmore. I want to thank our guest, Peter Felicia, of the Newark Star-Ledger, Richmond Shepherd of the Richmond Shepherd Theater and the co-publisher of Performing Arts Insider Theater Magazine, Simon Saltzman, the president of the Outer Critics Circle.